This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. All right, does everybody calm down? Calm down. People are ticked. As usual, people are ticked. Just calm down. Calm down. Don't kill the messenger. Look, I only give the news that I get. Okay? And I'm going to still stand by everything I said back January, back in March, and back in May. And May was kind of a long time ago. Especially now that we have, like, I guess a cyclone coming to hit the southeast United States. We got a lot of stuff happening still in 2020. We aren't even halfway done. So, the World Health Organization made a statement yesterday, and whoa, Nilly, people were ticked. They actually have already backtracked on it. They already said a correction, because people were ticked. They had said yesterday that asymptomatic transmission of COVID, if you got somebody that doesn't look sick, that doesn't appear sick, them giving you the virus is very rare. So everybody dropped their colon yesterday, and they were like, oh my gosh, we shut down for what? Now, calm down. The reason why I'm not too panicked about all that is, if you remember, we didn't shut down because of the asymptomatics. They led us to believe that's why we shut down. We shut down because of the people actually sick and dying. That really, if you go back and you see kind of what happened with the timeline, we heard people were going into the ICU. We heard people weren't breathing. We heard that older people were really, really sick. We heard that a whole bunch of people got sick, you know, in China. And then by the time we saw, we were like, okay, that makes sense because this isn't looking like real flu. And so what ended up happening was people were starting to freak out and people weren't going to stores and people didn't want their kids to go to school. And they were like, look, you know, we don't think this is a big children issue. And then somebody, I don't know if it was World Health Organization or whatever, said, look, kids could carry the virus, which they're right. They were right about that. So if kids could carry the virus, you know, and everybody's scared, and, you know, with schools, you're really behind the eight ball with liability. They were like, we're going to shut down because kids might go and see grandma. And when kids slobber all over grandma, they could maybe carry the virus. And that is still true. Okay. So we shut down. And some of you also might believe there were some secondary gains politically, you know, with the election and the economy and all that. I'm not here to debate that. But we shut down because we were afraid of people dying. And we saw people on ventilators and getting sick and throwing blood clots and going into respiratory distress and severe, you know, acute respiratory syndrome. The asymptomatic piece helped gain public, empathy and support for the cause. So you had me not by the asymptomatic, because I know people that, you know, I told you that you could get vaccinated for flu, but that doesn't mean you're not going to bring it home to the kids. That's why I always wore a mask. Even if I was vaccinated, my kids are vaccinated, I just didn't want to spread flu to somebody else just because I didn't get sick. I knew I could still carry it to somebody else. So that's kind of already been known. But what happened with the World Health Organization is they dropped this. And shall I say, I mean, this is why people are ticked. Okay, people are ticked because we're watching what's happening with the protests. We're watching what's happening with George Floyd is going to have, I think, his funeral in Houston. And there's supposed to be about 500 people in attendance, okay? And all this time, we haven't been able to have more than 10 people or 50 people in a setting. We haven't been able to go to funerals. We haven't been able to go have weddings. We haven't been able to go to graduations. So all of a sudden, there's protests, there's funerals, there's memorials and all that, and everybody's going, wait a second, you said that the virus could be spread. So World Health Organization drops yesterday that asymptomatic spread of the virus, of coronavirus, is, quote, very rare. And people just lost their like I said, their colon. And so it was not a pretty day on social media at all. Well, today they reversed, going, they might not have needed to say very rare, but it still is a possibility that asymptomatic people can spread the virus. So listen, don't get mad at me, okay? I just give you the news. I give you my opinion. I've given you guys my opinion this whole time, okay? My opinion this whole time is we have a virus. It's a deadly virus. Did the virus need to shut down the whole entire world? No. Did we have to take precautions? Yeah. But the only reason why I'm not losing my colon on all of this is because, again, I like preparation. I'm a prepper. And I like the fact that we're not, you know, touching each other's IHOP syrup dispensers. And we're not, you know, going to be hopefully sneezing on, you know, forcing workers to be sneezed on by somebody that has the flu. I mean, I've been very, very frustrated from a germ standpoint. I'm not a germaphobe, but I've been very frustrated from a germ standpoint seeing how dirty everything really is. You know, I've been to salons where they don't autoclave the instruments and they stick it under your toe and you're like, are you going to give me hepatitis with that? You know, I've seen so much, you know, slipshod, you know, poor infection control. That the good to all of this is we all got a crash course in microbiology. We all got a crash course in infectious disease, and now we kind of know that we really need to not be, you know, touching each other's dice or touching each other's poker chips or, you know, standing close to somebody during flu. So I love the fact that I think we're going to be ready for this flu season and we may lower flu deaths. I do not like the fact that we had to prevent people from working, prevent people from feeding their family, telling people to go on unemployment and them not getting unemployment, causing a whole industry to fall apart, telling people they can't go to football games anymore. I think we took this to a far ridiculous level and then when something political happened, you know, all rules went out the window. And mind you, I am for protests. I mean, I am for, you know, us as, you know, practicing our constitutional right. But you can't tell the population one thing and then the next day say it's okay. You're going to lose us. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys have left social media over the last few months, and I don't blame you. It's pretty, you know, divided. I you know, for a period of time, it was really kind of fun. One of my favorite memes was where they were, you know, going through the calendar of 2020 and looking at, you know, what's going to happen in June, you know, asteroids in July, Yellowstone volcanic eruption in August. Not funny, but, you know, I mean, you know, people take a bad situation and they make it, you know, when life gives you lemons, you know, make lemonade. You know, but you see a world But social media, to me, I'm not leaving yet because it really opens my eyes to how people think. And, being in medicine as well as being in journalism, you know, we already have open minds and, you know, we really learn how to put any sort of biases we might have in terms of, you know, I prefer blue over green or, you know, I prefer, you know, let's say, you know, this music versus that music or, when it comes to, okay, you know, let's say you need relaxing music for a operating room, you know, for a patient. And, you know, you're like, look, you know, this music puts me at ease, but you're like, no, you got to go for classical. But classical make me sleep. You put that aside because it's patient first. You put your own biases aside, okay? And that just, you know, what happens. Let's say you don't believe in birth control. But, you know, you're a doctor. If you have to prescribe birth control, and you do it. So people put their, you know, political ideologies aside. They put their personal preferences aside, at, you know, for medicine or even for journalism. You know, journalists, it's tough because sometimes you could see their politics seethe out. You know, and, you know, you're watching them and, you know, you're like, look, you know, aren't you supposed to be neutral? You know, and a good journalist is neutral. You know, but we're human and, you know, but on social media, you start to kind of peer more into how people think, and it's not pretty. And the reason why you have a lot of people very, very frustrated with social media and with the way things are going is because they don't like to hear opposition. They don't like to know that there's a large amount of people that think opposite of them. You know, let's take Bernie Sanders, for example. For a lot of people, Bernie Sanders scared the hell out of us. They're like, really? Socialism? Really? Then you're online and there's people out there that just love it. And you're like, really? You know, I can't bring up all the examples, but, you know, you're thinking that, you know, your way of thinking is right. We all do that. It's I forget what the psychological term is, but you think that the way you are and the way you think is the starting point and is ideal. And then everybody else is 97% you or 96% you or 50% you. I don't think that way. I've had an inferiority complex. So I always think I'm at the 50% mark and I try to look to others to better myself, which I shouldn't. So we all have our little issues, but for the most part, when we decide how we think and, you know, what the proper thing to be is, we think that's 100%. And then we start to find others that think like us. And we're like, okay, they make sense. They understand that. You know, they understand that you don't raise taxes when there is a recession. You know, you don't give in to insurance companies and, you know, give them extra incentives to charge people more. You don't, you know, mandate and threaten and penalize people, you know, to buy something for their employees. They'll just cause unemployment. So, you know, like Obamacare, obviously, for example. So you find people that are like-minded and you're like, okay, but then I meet some doctors who are like, no, Obamacare was the best thing since sliced bread. And it starts to rattle your faith. Psychologically, you're like, okay, now wait a second here. You know, you went to medical school. You're obviously very, very, you know, well-read. How do you not see what I see? Well, because, again, here comes the biases. For some people, they don't care that the small neighborhood family doc was going under. They were more concerned with, Medicaid expansion or they were more concerned with, well, you know, the pre-existing condition clause, even though everybody, I think, was for that. You know, I'm like, why didn't you see, you know, some of the sequelae of that? So you start to then get a little nervous about, you go through this psychological process of, wait a second, is something wrong with me? So when you see people that you admire, you trust, that look like, they are experts, and then they say something, and it's not in line with the way you think, you start to just, for a second or two, rattle what, you know, your faith, going, well, wait a second, maybe I'm wrong, which is a good, it's a very healthy thought process. Some of us might pivot. Some of us might, you know, reanalyze and then reform maybe the same opinion or a different opinion. And then some might say, all right, fine, you know what, I'll change course. And, you know, it all depends on, you know, at your strength, your character, your level of research, your level of knowledge, and, you know. But for many of us, though, we just can't reconcile. We can't understand why some people of your faith, of your religion, of your creed, of your background, of your training could be polar opposite. And so when you see political divide, there's more to that. There's more faith shaking. There's more, you know, and you know, like Trump, for example, okay? Donald Trump, whether you love him or hate him, is not a saint, okay? I mean, you know, he probably did not follow the Bible to a T. He probably would not be first in line for a job as a priest, okay? I think we could all agree on that. Who cares, okay? It's not for us to judge, okay? But then you have some people, let's say, in your faith that love him. You have some people that hate him. And you're like, well, wait a second. You know, if he didn't follow our faith, how are we revering him? And then you have others going, well, it doesn't really matter. That, you know, it doesn't matter if he follows our faith. You know, it doesn't matter more what he does. And so you then start to go, well, wait a second. I thought we're supposed to, you know, have affinity towards things that, you know, follow God or, you know, then you start to look at your religion and then you start to look at, you know, and your religion could also be, let's say, finance. I mean, what shook a lot of our faith is, you know, we have government officials that you would think would understand economy. You would think would understand economics and how businesses need to run. And when they tell you to lower volume, and to deter customers, and to stop customers, and to, you know, basically, you know, kill marketing by, you know, being closed down and whatever, then you start to shatter, it shatters your faith by, wait a second, but I, you know, how do they not know business? Or how, you know, or is my business savvy wrong? So when people get frustrated, And there's a point to this, and I'll get to it. When people get frustrated on social media or with the news or whatever, there's many other things in play with this. And we have an election coming up. And you have people very, very torn on the mail-in ballots. And that is going to be, I mean, you thought the killer hornets and coronavirus was the storm of the century. Wait till we have our next election in November. And there are people who are, let's say, conservative and Republican, pro mail-in ballots. You have people that are conservative and Republican going, what the hell are you talking about? Mail-in ballots, there could be fraud. Same thing with Democrats. You have Democrats going, wait a second, I don't know if I trust this. You have others saying, no, this is the way to go. And so as we try to move forward, we might never unify, even though I think there's a lot of things we could unify on. If you want to, shall we say, be able to maintain a relationship with somebody, you need to realize and you need to look past the Trump-Biden or the shutdown, non-shutdown. You have to realize that there's other layers underneath their positions. And if you could connect on those layers, the politics and the superficial things don't matter. Does that make sense? All right, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final memorial service is underway for George Floyd in Houston, Texas. Jack Brewer is an ordained minister and former NFL player. He tells Fox News, now is the time when we need to heal as a nation.
Today is the day. This is the moment. I think this is that catalyst. Because everyone who's watching this, everyone who's felt all these emotions, we're all feeling the same thing.
Cristobal is not done yet. The tropical depression will bring heavy rain and possibly flooding to areas of the Midwest. The storm brought heavy rains, fierce wind, and flooding when it came on shore Sunday in Louisiana. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley, with that rain then spreading into Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. And President Trump set to get back out on the campaign trail and hold rallies. The president will be taking precautions at those rallies, including temperature checks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is breaking with Black Lives Matter when it comes to defunding the police. He tells CBS News,
well, I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and, in fact, are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
Biden, the presumptive presidential nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrat leaders at the state and local level for allowing mass protests but not opening places of worship. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the inconsistency from leaders has been baffling because apparently protests are now permissible, but prayer is still too dangerous.
Politicians do not get to play red light, green light within the First Amendment. The Bill of Rights is not some a la carte menu that leaders may sample as they please.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Sorry, this is not a happy day. Okay, people are not happy today. Okay, so now probiotics. So a study has come out after years of people touting probiotics and probiotic products being all over the place, and everybody saying it helps them with their irritable bowel syndrome or their gluten insensitivity and whatever. A study has come out. Pretty big review by the American Association or the American Gastroenterology Association. That's got to be a fun conference. I want to go the American Gastroenterology Association. GI doctors are funny, you know, because many of them have to work with the rectum, and so they got some good jokes. They're pretty good. And urology, I'd love to go to urology conference. I'm sure those guys have a lot of fun. So the American Gastroenterology Association, and you know, they don't take no poop. I mean, they're pretty tough. They have now released a review that probiotics do not help gut health. So all the time, people have been taking probiotics, eating yogurt. I can't stand yogurt. I mean, I'll eat frozen yogurt if I could put like chocolate syrup on it and strawberry syrup and M&Ms and stuff on it. But as for regular yogurt, I think it's the most disgusting thing ever. And this review, remember, it's only one review, okay? Some of you guys swear by your probiotics, and if you do, still take them. I'm fine with that. But this kind of highlights that we need to be kind of cautious about companies and what they make and certain products and what's in these products and what the body actually needs. See, what I see happen in America and other countries also is a piece of news comes out like, okay, we have a gut microbiome. We have bacteria in our gut. And then we learn that antibiotics could kill off that bacteria. So somebody goes, well, why don't we replace the bacteria? If we replace the bacteria, we could then improve everything. So they go down that path, and then they start selling products. And then they probiotics are little microorganisms, as opposed to an antibiotic that kills microorganisms. Probiotics promote or give microorganisms. So they have these products where you're kind of getting these, you know, bugs to be able to recolonize your GI system. The problem with science is it's not that cut and dry. It never is. So you can't replace nature. So when probiotics started to become big in the early 2000s, I didn't buy it, okay, originally. And the reason why is everybody's different. And so what's in my intestine, you don't even want to know, what's in my intestine, I don't think can be reproduced in a bottle that's sold in a health food store. And if I really wanted to get bacteria in me, I could just lick my fingers, which I do. Bite my nails. I drop a piece of food on my desk. I drop on the floor. I'll still eat it. So I already introduced a lot of bacteria. In fact, a lot of your probiotics comes when you sleep. So when you sleep, your bacteria on your teeth and mouth grow. And even if you brush your teeth really well, you still make bacteria. And then you end up swallowing it. You swallow in your sleep. And so you generally reproduce bacteria. Before probiotics were around and before people decided to eat yogurt, if you did take an antibiotic in the 40s or 50s, you know, and it might have killed your bacteria, you would replenish your bacteria on your own. Now, that's not to say you don't need help. For some people, probiotics are the bomb. For some people, they eat yogurt and they feel right. Or they take probiotics and they feel right. And the reason why I am a believer of the concept of probiotics for some is because of my GI issues. First of all, probiotics for me don't work, but what does work for me is Beano. And Beano are these like enzymes, and man, I live by Beano. I could eat onions, I could eat beans, oh, I don't like beans, but I could eat whatever. And Beano gives me the enzymes that allows me to digest it. So I'm a fan of medicine, and I'm a fan of supplements, and I'm a fan of putting other things into your body. I like that because I do. However, we do need to be careful because we have this big market promising that probiotics are going to fix your gut health, where a lot of us doctors are like, no, you are what you eat. If you want better gut health, then put healthier stuff into your gut. Okay? If you have a choice of a hot dog with American cheese and sauerkraut or a salad with nuts on it, I know, hot dog sounds good. Hot dog sounds good. I'm hungry. you go for the salad. Come on, bear with me, people. Look, I'm trying to be a doctor here, okay? Bear with me. You go for the salad. And why? Well, because the salad helps you with the fiber, and it helps you with the nutrition, and it helps you with the vitamins and all that. So if you want to improve your gut health, you got to put good things into your gut. Now, mind you, there are people out there going, wait a second, but probiotics help me. Great, let's still take them. I'm fine with that. This is just a study from the American gastroenterologist, and I will not argue with the gastroenterologist because they know how to wield one of those colonoscopes like an Indiana Jones whip. But they had said that this particular study didn't really show that it did much for irritable bowel or for Crohn's disease or inflammatory bowel disease. Now, mind you, that might be one of these no-duh studies because, you know, Crohn's is a really significant inflammatory bowel disease. And, you know, certain bacteria, you know, might not be able to handle the destructive process that happens, you know, to the intestines with that. Or, you know, irritable bowel. We still don't know exactly what causes irritable bowel. For me, we figured out it was onions. So if I need digestive enzymes, of course the probiotics didn't help me because my irritable bowel syndrome, which is for me, it's different for others, was an enzyme issue. I needed enzymes. So, you know, when it comes to these studies, one, don't panic, but also be very, very careful about a piece of news that comes out there and it says, look, you know, we're killing our gut bacteria, so you need to buy this product to save it. Man cannot reproduce nature, man and women. You know what I mean by man, like human, okay? We cannot, man thinks, God links, man works, God laughs. We cannot reproduce nature. So we have to go back to nature. Maybe I sound like a naturalist, I don't know. But to me, if you want to improve your gut health, okay, then you're going to have to put healthy things into your gut. And if you do have gut issues, if you do have bloating, if you do have abdominal pain, if you do have chronic diarrhea, chronic constipation, that might not be a probiotic thing. I hear people will call me up saying I've been bloated for months. And I'm like, well, have you had your ovaries checked? Like, no, I've been taking probiotics. What the hell? Abdominal distension could be ovarian cancer. And again, not to panic, you guys, but I think a lot of us are diagnosing ourselves or we're hearing a commercial or whatever, and we're like, okay, well, you know, my friend takes probiotics, so I will. Probiotics might help, but if you really have inflammatory bowel disease, or if you have a gynecological issue, or if you have hypothyroid, or if you have a mass, and that's what's causing your constipation and then your gas, or if you're pregnant, you know, if you're pregnant, you got a crap load of progesterone, that really screws up your intestine. Don't get me started on that. You know, the probiotics might not work. And maybe there's placebo. And I'm fine with placebo. I don't care. You say, you know, that this placebo, I will take placebo if it helps me sleep, if it helps me lose weight, and all it is placebo, I'll take it. Because placebo works for, like, a lot of people. But, just understand that what somebody puts in a bottle might not be what your body needs. And, you know, sometimes trust your body. You know, maybe, you know, wait a few minutes to brush your teeth. I don't know. Maybe if you do have bowel issues and you think it's a probiotic issue, maybe the bacteria your mouth is making might help. Then brush your teeth. You know, after you swallow a couple times. I don't know. I'm pulling this out of my colon. But the reason why is just be very, very careful with some of these products out there. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Tropical Storm Cristobal, remember it formed on east of Mexico, and then it churned a little bit in the Gulf of Mexico, and then it made a beeline to Louisiana. Well, they're saying Cristobal is going to unite with another storm system. See, there's unification happening somewhere in America. Unfortunately, we don't need this sort of unification, but it's 2020, so obviously, you know, if mayhem's going to happen, it's going to happen this year. And they say, according to Daily Mail, the Tropical Storm Cristobal is going to unite with another storm system to form a giant cyclone as life-threatening flooding is poised to hit Mississippi, Arkansas, and Missouri. So we're going to see fierce winds, heavy rain, thunderstorms for much, they say, of the Midwest and possibly Southeast and even up to the Rocky Mountains. So this is like a big area of the United States. They say lower Mississippi River Valley and the Ozarks and Arkansas and Missouri could see up to 15 inches of rain and life-threatening flash flooding in the next 24 hours. Why can't I speak? Wildfires also pose another risk to Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. So the storm had made landfall between the Mississippi River and Louisiana on Sunday. They say in Louisiana, two boaters have been found safe because they had gone missing, I guess, for almost a day when their boat sank in a deep water strait on Sunday. Governor Bel Edwards said the storm tested the state's hurricane response. Donald Trump had to issue an emergency declaration for Louisiana. Florida was hit by a couple tornadoes. And then in Alabama, the bridge linking the mainland to Dauphin Island was closed much of Sunday. And then, I guess, people had to be rescued from a Mississippi casino. I'm just a little concerned because this is just a tad bit early for these types of storms. And I really don't want to... I don't like the whole evil eye, knock on wood, don't upset the spirits. I don't really like that, but I have to admit I sometimes believe in that. Maybe it's because I'm superstitious and I grew up superstitious and, you know, my mom was always right. And so, you know, you weren't supposed to leave a hat on the bed. There was a superstition. I don't understand it as a kid. You're not supposed to wipe with paper. And I'm like, but what about toilet paper? She's like, that doesn't count. But there was a superstition, and maybe you guys could help me out here. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But there was a superstition where you aren't supposed to use, like, paper towel. You aren't supposed to take a piece of paper and wipe with it. So my guess is the superstition meant, like, old, you know, like newspaper or things like that. You're not supposed to wipe with paper, that kind of paper. And you're supposed to use cloth or towel or something. I don't know what that superstition was. Knocking on wood, again, you know, to prevent the evil spirits from coming out the trees, I guess. I don't know. You have to say Gesundheit or bless you or salud, Librut when somebody sneezes. Because again, evil spirits, I don't know what to believe in, but I just do believe in something. I just kind of believe in a negative energy or a toxicity, or maybe it's because when negativity happens, stupid does. Maybe, you know, when there's negativity going around, then I guess more bad things happen. But I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of looking at the storm system, and I really don't understand why we're already on our third named storm when we're only a few days into the season. And it just, I don't know, makes me just a little nervous. And we're only halfway through the year. And, you know, it's interesting. You've had some people that have kind of written me saying, look, you know, coronavirus just devastated us. And then you have others where they're having a good old time. You know, they've got to hang out with the kids. They've got to do more family time. They've done some camping. You know, obviously, they probably violated stay-at-home orders to do that. They've, you know, been able to, you know, make more money than they've made before on unemployment. You know, maybe what it is it's just all it's all, you know, reference point or attitude. Although, again, I can't say that when we're looking at a cyclone, you know, that's about to hit the United States and tornadoes. I'm sorry. Then I just can't. But, you know, there is a concern, and we've talked about this with social media, where people think that the worst is yet to come this year. Now, some people have already predicted it. They think it's a Joe Biden win. And I'm like, come on, people. It's okay. It's all right. Maybe. Okay, maybe that's what's going to... You know, like threes, like bad things happen in threes. Celebrity deaths happen in threes. You know, does that hold true for you guys? See, for me, I don't want to say that holds true. It does hold true, but it holds true because I have to stop and think about it. And then I have to go, well, yeah, well, this thing happened, good, there's my three. And I'll do that, even though you would think I would know better than to do that. But I do that because I'm like, okay, I want it to stop. And so I think maybe superstitiously it'll stop. You know, I have two black cats, and they're completely black. Maybe they have like a little big thing of gray, because one of my cats is, I think, 15 years old. And I think she has a little bit of gray on her underbelly. She never lets me touch her underbelly, because I'm like, Spencer, can I touch your tummy? Ah! She gets all mad. And then we got Zaji, and Zaji is like Zaja Gabor. She's like, she's so diva. And they're gorgeous cats, and I figure if I have two all-black cats, it will negate the having a black cat as bad luck. But we had Sashi. We got Sashi from the pound. Apparently, when you get a cat from the pound, they will do the hysterectomy, or they'll do like the spade or the neutering, and then you get to pick them up a couple days later. So you pay for it, and then you get to pick up the cat a few days later. So we got to pick her up on a Sunday, which was when the Saints were in the Super Bowl in 2010, I think. And we had put money on the Saints. We went and picked her up on halftime. Kind of got back a little bit late, but Saints won. So as far as I'm concerned, black cats are very good luck for me. You don't walk under a ladder because somebody could be on the ladder, they could drop paint on you. So that's why you don't walk under a ladder. Not putting a hat on the bed, I don't understand why that is a superstition. That's a weird one. Don't put on a dead man's hat. That, I think, started more as a, respect issue. You know, hats were a real big deal, and it was your hat. And so if you die, somebody else wearing your hat was more of a disrespect thing. So I think that's why they ended up saying it was bad luck. But another superstition, which always freaked me out, was the superstition of don't ride in a wheelchair when you don't need to. If you play around with crutches or play around with a wheelchair, it's bad luck. And the reason why that one freaked me out is Christopher Reeve had played in a movie where he was in a wheelchair. And then a couple years later, he had his accident that paralyzed him. Now, I know that there's not supposed to be any relationship to that. But we never, I mean, when I was in the hospital, I never sat in a wheelchair. If I had to sit down, I sat on the floor of the hospital floor. I wouldn't sit in a wheelchair. And also, I think that's a respectful thing because if somebody needs a wheelchair, then it's available. You know, don't sit in a wheelchair if you don't need it. And maybe that's where that superstition came from. But, you know, there are going to be gale force winds in Lake Michigan. Today and tomorrow, high winds will befall from Nebraska to Wisconsin. Wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected in Chicago by Tuesday night. They say Cristobal will still remain its tropical characteristics until tomorrow. There's also going to be a cold front that's going to trigger winds of up to 50 miles an hour up to Canada. And let me see what else really quickly here while we have it. Just be careful. A lot of flooding. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.